The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Monday, what's on your mind? Is it Adrian Peterson? Is it ISIS? Is it oil prices? Is it oil activity? Is it measure number 7 on the ballot come November regarding the ownership of pharmacies? Is it Benghazi and the inside account of what really happened there? If there's any of that, you're tuned into the right place. If it's something else, that's why we call it What's on Your Mind, where you get to call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd Mitchell is my most able co-host here with us every day on the program. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Most able. Wow. Did I get promoted?
Yes. Are you a little blue over the Vikings loss yesterday, are you?
Not surprised. Didn't watch a second of it.
No.
Knew it was going to happen.
You did, huh?
You had to know after,
yeah.
It's too many distractions.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. We have a number of things to talk about, and I want to start with Adrian Peterson. Even though I don't think it's the most important story in the world. I think the national media thinks that the most important story in the world is Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson more so than ISIS. And I happen to think ISIS is more of a threat that every American ought to be focusing on right now in our way of life, without question. So I'll just start that with full disclosure. On the other hand, I want to talk a little bit about parenting. All right. And I think the Adrian Peterson story is less about football and whether he ought to be a Minnesota Viking or not a Minnesota Viking, and more about parenting. And so I asked a couple of folks to come in and weigh in on this for me. One who is a friend and a fellow radio talk show host who grew up in the South and I think can help in that regard. The other is my go-to guy on anything sports, and that's Steve Hallstrom. And Steve's on the phone with us. Steve, are you there?
Good morning, Scott. Sure am.
And Steve, a longtime sports anchor in the Red River Valley and now hosts a sports talk show for us on the flag. And so I'm relying on you two, Leon, first for a little southern flavor, no pun intended. And
that or end.
And then to the football side of this. And then I want to know what our listeners think. I don't know what to think on this right now. When I first heard this, I went, okay, this is the NFL getting super sensitive. And, how Adrian Peterson decides to parent his child ought to be up to Adrian Peterson, not the NFL. That's what I first. Then I saw the pictures and I swayed, whoa, he's crossed the line. Now I've seen some news reports, if accurate, suggesting that he threatened to punch a 4-year-old little boy. He's stuffing his mouth with leaves, and I'm swinging back the other way. First of all, Leon, what is switching? What is it?
Switching, and I am very familiar with this because Grandma and Mom used to do this. You go out, you get a branch off, not a branch, but a twig off a tree. You bring it back in, and if the punishment calls for 5 swats, you get 5 swats with it. Very common practice. I am not super old, but I know for a fact that 80% of the parents in the South use switching and spanking.
Now, I showed you the photos that swayed me,
yeah.
And your point was whoop-de-doo?
It was. I mean, this is a light-skinned kid. After looking at a couple more pictures, yeah, he might have went overboard, but I think that the fact that, you know, the kid has some welts, you're going to get that with a switch. I mean, that's what happened.
So, Leon, having grown up in the South, said this is a form of punishment and very common. And you're saying that 80% of parents in the South would be guilty of what Adrian Peterson said.
Absolutely.
Now, the football side of this, Steve, does it matter? In other words, we as fans look at Adrian Peterson as a great football player. We love the Minnesota Vikings. Does this now reflect negatively on the NFL and the Vikings, not unlike the Ravens and the Ray Rice situation? What's your take?
No question about it, Scott. In life, timing is everything, and this could not have come at a worse time for Adrian Peterson and the NFL. When you talk about how this looks publicly. It comes on the heels of the Ray Rice situation, and everyone's sensitivities are ultra high right now because we all saw the video from the hotel elevator where Ray Rice knocked out his then fiance, now wife. And so this comes just a few days after that, and now it looks to most of the outside world that the NFL is full of hoodlums that beat women and children. And I certainly believe that this needs to be looked at very strongly. I believe that this was an abusive act, and I respect Leon and what he's saying and where he's coming from, but 10 to 15 lashes at the hand of Adrian Peterson can do some pretty nasty damage to a four-year-old. And with the details that are coming out saying that he has wounds on his hand, trying to protect himself, it just does not look good. So it's awful timing for the Vikings, awful timing for Adrian Peterson and the NFL.
All right, folks, what do you think? Has this crossed the line? And the last question for you, Steve, on this topic, how about a trade? I mean, there's reports that, a trade is in the offing. Who would take him? I mean, should they trade him? B, can they trade him? And C, is this guy going to receive some additional suspension a la Ray Rice?
Yeah, I don't think a trade accomplishes much from a team perspective. You raised the good question, is there another team that will want to have him? Trading him doesn't change the situation, doesn't make anything better. The team has already said it's not going to release him like the Ravens did with Ray Rice. But they really haven't said anything. And I guess from the team's perspective, that's where I feel like the Vikings have gone wrong here. Someone in the organization needed to get out in front of this and make a statement yesterday morning or after the game or something so that the reporters didn't have to go into the locker room and ask the players questions about what do you think about this. The Vikings needed to do a better job organizationally. I don't think they end up trading him. I'm positive they're not going to end up cutting him. I think this comes down like a 6 to 8 game suspension from the league, and I think he stays with the Vikings for however long he has to play in the NFL.
We want your take at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bob and Grafton, what say you?
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a very good subject to start out with. First, let me say that, there is a line that can be crossed where corporal punishment goes too far. Absolutely. That's why we have child abuse laws on the books. I have not seen these photos, so I just want to get that out in front. My concern is earlier Ellen and Blanquita were on, and there was comments made that basically the corporal punishment is completely bad. It should be outlawed and this and that. And then there was comments made about the United Nations getting involved with the rights of children. And when they say the rights of children, what they really mean is the attack on parental rights. Now, let me give you some scriptures here. Let's pay attention to the author, the designer, and the creator of the family. Proverbs 13:24 says that he that spares the rod spoils his child. Proverbs 23:13 says, don't withhold discipline from a child. And then the best one is Hebrews 12:5-12. Now, everybody should check this out. And I'm going to paraphrase this because I'm at work right now. But Hebrews 12:5-12 says that an undisciplined child is an illegitimate child. And it states that we all have earthly fathers that discipline us, although discipline feels unpleasant at the time, that in the end, though, for only a short while, in the end produces a harvest of righteousness. Now, you take that and you look at today's society, and you can see how kids these days, I'm 50 years old, and I've seen a huge difference since I was a kid growing up, that kids are so disrespectful to adults nowadays. Kids rule the roost. Most television shows depict the parents and the family and the dad as some sort of idiot. So you see this on and on and on. And the fact that the United Nations, I wish they were as concerned, if they want to talk about children's rights, that they were as concerned about abortion as they are taking away the parental rights. So these scriptures are from the author, the designer, and the creator of the family.
Got it, Bob. Appreciate the take. Roger Bismarck, let's get you in here quickly. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
I'm going to change the subject here a little bit. I called earlier a month or so ago about the sandbar being closed down by Sibley.
Yes, sir. We did get some answers for you on that, and who was behind that, as you may or may not have heard.
I didn't know that. I didn't hear that part. But anyway, Friday, I went down to the desert, went four-wheeling for a couple hours, and on the way home, I figured I'm going to drive down to Sibley. Drove down there. There is no longer a barricade there. There is no sign there, so it's open to public use again. So I went four-wheeling down there for a couple hours. But the bad thing is I spent about an hour picking up garbage, and I even found a golf ball. So that tells you how many people use that place down there. There was tracks all over. It was good to see. But I hated to see all the garbage that people were leaving. So.
Right. So it sounds like you're suggesting that folks use it responsibly. Makes some sense,
right.
Roger. Yeah,
yeah,
appreciate that.
And
thanks
the power of talk radio. Got my sandbar open again.
The power of talk radio, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, we found a Game and Fish actually ends as a acts rather as an enforcer on those things. We did talk with the folks from Game and Fish about that, but I'm glad to hear we could help. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it. Back to more of your calls. Gentlemen, thanks for the take. We appreciate it. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
All right, 20 past the hour. We didn't get Mr. Mitchell's take on Adrian Peterson yet either. I want to get that in here. By the way, bottom of the hour, Lynn Helms will be here, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Positive news on flaring. It's down. Positive news on rig counts. They're up. Oil prices are soft. That's not good. We'll talk about why. and lots of other things related to the July numbers that came out on Friday with Lynn Helms. All your questions welcome for him as well at 800-228-0550. Next hour, we're going to talk with Dr. Eric Thompson. He's a family medicine doctor with Sanford and Bismarck, member of the sponsoring committee that got Measure 7 on the ballot, urging a yes vote on it. North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices is their group. And then we'll talk with one of the American security operators assigned to protect the U.S. State Department Special Mission Compound in Benghazi, featured in the new book, 13 Hours, The Inside Account of What Really Happened in Benghazi. I want all of your questions on Benghazi for someone that was there. Coming up at 10:30 today on the program. 800-228-0550. Back to the discussion of Adrian Peterson, whether he crossed the line and what should be done about it. Steve Hallstrom is still here from Steve Sports Saturday. Steve, you had wanted to share based on something that one of our earlier listeners commented on. Right?
Yeah, and I think his name was Bob from Grafton, and I really appreciated his points, and he makes good points. But this is not about should there be discipline for children. This is not about should you spank your children. This is about what he did. And what he did, in my opinion, when I look at the photos and I look at the accounts of what was said and what was done, this went over the line. And I don't care if it's family tradition, if this has happened in your community, this is how you grew up. At some point, you have to know what you're doing is wrong. And when you hit a kid that many times, with a stick or a switch that makes that kind of a damage to the kid's skin, that's going too far. I grew up getting spankings. I spanked my children. 4 or 5 good solid whacks with my hand on the rear end did the job, and it got my kids' attention. And they always say, if it hurts the child more than it hurts you, it's abuse. And I think in this case, Adrian Peterson definitely crossed the line. Now, should we throw him in jail for the rest of his life? No, we have to understand the culture he grew up in, and the surroundings regarding his upbringing. But I think there's no question that he was wrong, and a message needs to get through that this is not okay. In the NFL, if anybody can help make some societal change and get people thinking about things and bring something to the social conscience, it's the NFL. This is a great opportunity for the NFL to take advantage of that.
Yeah, by the way, Leon, you're shaking your head violently. No. So
I do not believe the NFL has any place in changing our culture or our society. You play sports, period. You play football, period. You don't, they don't need to be involved in social engineering.
I talked to a rabid Vikings fan over the weekend who said, look, I don't care what Adrian Peterson does outside the football field. I'm a Vikings fan, and no more than they not care what I do with my own personal life, I don't care what he does with his personal life. Now, I think that's a utopia that we'll never see, because NFL players, professional athletes, in my view, in this country, will always be held to a higher standard, and they ought to be, in my view. And so should politicians.
And I was going to make that point. What about politicians? I think that this should play out in the courts. I think that he should be punished in the courts,
right,
our criminal justice system, period. Right.
And I think he's going to be, just based on his own words. I mean, again, I'm hearing more and more stories here.
Missing here, Leon, in this is that there's an opportunity here for the NFL to do some good, just like it is with the Ray Rice situation. I'm not saying the NFL is going to come in and tell me how to discipline my kids. They're never going to do that. What I'm saying is the world and our country watches the NFL like nothing else in sports. And this is an opportunity for the NFL to say what Adrian Peterson did was wrong and add something positive to the discussion that we have in our society about how men treat women and children.
And that's the problem I have. We are painting this picture that men are just beating women and children. And I don't believe that to be the case. I believe that we are presenting a narrative that falsely depicts men as abusers, and that's what I'm worried about.
The NFL's going to make examples of these kind of people to make sure that we send the message that
not
it
because
is not
it's
condoning
right or wrong.
And here's where I will weigh in, because I agree with Todd. They need to do that, right? They need to set an example, set a standard, and I think that's a perfectly appropriate. However, the Ray Rice thing being a private example, I think actually their punishment could go too far, where you would have abused spouses staying silent for fear that their husband in this case is going to lose their job and no longer be able to provide for them. And actually, they ought to want Ray Rice and his wife to be in a healthy relationship, and that ought to be their number one goal. Say, hey, they screwed up. Here's they've got help. They realized it was wrong. They fixed it. He's back at work. Not banned for life.
And you can't punish based on public opinion. And I think that that's what's going on here. You have to punish for the crime.
And that goes back to where we started with timing. Let's get back to the calls here. Chris, go ahead and roll the ones that came in during the break, if you would. And then we'll take Tom and Bismarck and Mark at Fargo. Go ahead.
Oh, I got to spank you when I was little. And that kept me on the line. But look back to the youth crime from today to the 1950s. And you can see that lack of discipline is allowing these kids to grow up thinking they can do whatever they want and get away with it. I think that corporal punishment, there's a difference between spanking and beating. I think a lot of kids need spankings instead of beatings. I agree with you 100%. Bye.
The difference is that where's the line on discipline? Where is the line on discipline? I don't think anybody's suggesting here that discipline isn't in the hands of the parent to decide, but there has to be a line there, like there does in everything. Janet Fargo, let's get your take. What's on your mind?
I hate it that everybody seems to get spare the rod wrong. Spare the rod does not mean beating kids, or as it means the Lord is our shepherd. It's about sheep. You don't beat sheep with a rod, because if you did, they would be scared of you and you would not be able to herd them. You would not have a flock because they'd run away from you. A rod is used to guide them around dangerous places so that maybe they don't fall off a cliff. You're seeing dangers that they don't see, so you guide them. It's also used to beat predators to keep them from killing your sheep.
Janet, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Brian Jamestown, your take, quickly.
Hey, good morning, guys. This whole thing with Adrian Peterson, the fact that he switched his kids, traditionally, don't they make the child go out and grab the switch? Leon, you might know more about that than these guys. But
yep.
The fact that this guy went out of his way to discipline his own child, how many NFL stars do you think even see their child within 1 week's time?
Oh, but come on. I'm not going to give him Daddy of the Year award when I'm reading from the police report that talks about numerous injuries to the child, including cuts and bruises to the child's back, buttocks, ankles, legs, and private parts, along with defensive wounds to the child's hands. He then texted the boy's mother saying that one wound in particular would make her mad at him about his leg. I got kind of whipped the tail end of the switch. Peterson also allegedly said via text to the child's mother that he felt bad after the fact when I noticed the switch was wrapping around, hitting his thigh, and also acknowledged the injury to the child's private parts in a text message saying, I got him in the blank once I noticed, but I felt so bad. I'm all about tearing that butt up when needed. I start putting him in timeout and save the whooping for needed memories. He's defending
yeah.
this.
Well,
he's
I was spanked with a belt with metal rivets in it. My parents, they love me, man. They borrow me money. They help me out. They watch my kid.
Where's the line is the question, I think. More on this later next hour. Lynn Helms, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hennon here. I want to let you know a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. Your Ford fan, they've got them. Dodge fan, they've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing runs great. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On What's On Your Mind, busy program, lots of news. We are excited to have Lynn Helms join us the first business day following every director's cut. The July numbers are out, and so we get a chance to review those with our guest, Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, who joins us monthly to talk about the numbers. And three headlines from the July numbers. One, positive news on flaring, it's down. And actually meeting some of the, at least the current goals that will go into effect in October for the companies to meet. The rig counts are strong, or inches are close to 200 again as of Friday, but oil prices are soft. So lots of ground to cover today with our guest, Lynn Helms, from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. How are you, Lynn?
Doing well. Thank you, Scott. Great to be back with you.
Thanks. Any questions or comments?
Another beautiful day.
Another beautiful day, absolutely.
Yes.
By the way, questions or comments for Lynn are welcome today on the program, 800-228-0550. Before the end of the program, we'll select a question from a recent town hall as well. And I know Lynn and Kathy Nesset and Ron Ness will be participating in another information session coming up in Dickinson surrounding the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, which is happening out there. Looking forward to that. That'll be on the 23rd of September. So, folks in Dickinson, you want to take that in. We're going to take a part of that live on the air for Energy Matters on 550 KFIRE that day as well. Be broadcasting from Dickinson, and that's next week already. So, it's coming up soon. So, hope folks take that in. So, let's walk through the numbers here. First of all, production up, as you anticipated, right?
Yeah, that's right, Scott. New record. Production, 1.11 million barrels a day. Natural gas production up 1.3 billion cubic feet a day. We're in the billion club now in terms of gas production. And well counts set a record. Actually, we thought production might increase more than that, but there seems to be a real focus by industry on these gas capture plans and making sure they time their completions with their gas collection and gathering systems. And so we saw a big increase in the number of wells waiting on completion, and that's largely just due to planning to try to make sure they've got gathering infrastructure in place first.
So the June rig count was 190, July goes to 192, August to 193, and as of today, 198. Are we going to be inching back up to the high water mark from 2012 of 218 anytime soon, do you believe?
Well, Scott, we don't think we're going to get back to that 218 rigs we had in May of 2012, but we are likely to to poke our head above 200, especially, you know, these third quarter, fourth quarter numbers. Companies are recognizing that the core area of the Bakken is the best investment opportunity on the continent. And so they are drilling at a more rapid pace in that core area, you know, that corner where those four big counties come together. And so they're recognizing the profit opportunity there. And yeah, I think we're going to see that rig count inch back above 200, but I don't expect to get back to 218.
I see McKenzie County's only off 5% from their high in January of 2014. And didn't you say on Friday that 71 rigs are now operating in McKenzie County? So they may go over their high, at least, on McKenzie.
They certainly might. McKenzie County may actually pop back above that January of 14 high. And you're right, that is the most intensely drilled county, and it's all focused up in that northeastern part of McKenzie County. So they're the one county that is still drilling at the high pace that we were at all the way since 2012. So now lots of record numbers.
You talk about a sweet spot of profitability, which is something we all applaud, because, again, there's oil in lots of places and oil and rock in lots of places all across the globe. And while this is obviously a resource-based play because of the size, it attracts them here. That momentum of, you know, higher rig counts and higher production, all extraordinarily important to keeping, you know, keeping this activity going and keeping costs in line. What's interesting is that at a time when crude oil prices are starting to become a concern, especially sweet crude. Talk about the not so good news as far as the price of oil is concerned.
No, that's right, Scott. And you'll see it in our director's cut in June. North Dakota sweet crude was fetching just over $90 a barrel, and we're off almost 18% from that. At $74.50 for sweet crude today. So that softening of oil prices is something that we predicted, and that, of course, is going to focus the rigs in the high productivity, high profit, you know, low cost area, that same sweet spot in the Bakken. But the North American continent is pretty saturated with light sweet crude, and the only way to get around that saturation in the center of the continent is to move that crude by rail to the east and west coast, where they're still paying Brent price or European price for crude oil. But we do have some transportation bottlenecks. We have people fighting against all of our export pipeline projects and even arguing about our rail exports. So we have some challenges ahead of us and some soft crude prices ahead of us for the next year or two.
And you talk about a year or two. That's the main. I mean, the long-term outlook is good because of the transportation infrastructure spending that is going on, right? Both in pipeline and rail, and having that flexibility to make sure you don't have a discount because of the bottlenecks. But so this is more of a short-term thing. Is there any concern for you long-term on the price, Lynn?
Not really at all, Scott. You're right. It's a short-term thing. We think Energy Transfer will get through their situation in Iowa, and we'll see that export capacity to Illinois come on in 16-17. We think that Sandpiper is going to get through. It's got some problems in northern Minnesota, but they'll find an acceptable route, and that again is targeted for late 16, early 17. And then we've got the projects to Guernsey and Cushing, Oklahoma, that are already coming on, but again, that's mid-continent. They're not getting that crude out of the mid-continent. It's staying, you know, in this area between here and Texas. The thing that would really make those take off and make a difference is if we did open up some of Texas to oil exports. There are some of our Central American neighbors that would like to import U.S. crude instead of getting it from other countries in the Western Hemisphere. And I really hope the federal government takes a look at that and begins to approve some crude export out of Texas to help ease the situation.
Len Helms is our guest, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources and the chief regulator of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. Also, as someone that worked in the industry, one of the state's foremost experts without question. Great opportunity. If you have a question or comment, they're welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. First one comes by email from a listener in Dickinson. Marie wants to know if the Bakken benchmark pricing would help ease the situation with oil prices. Explain what a Bakken benchmark is first, Lynn, if you would.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. Well, Bakken benchmarking would mean we would establish Bakken crude oil as something that can be traded electronically or traded on the exchanges, just like West Texas Intermediate, that's a benchmark, or Brent is a benchmark. And so we really believe that establishing a Bakken benchmark not only would help our royalty owners be able to track how they were doing, it would improve their pricing and understanding of it, but it would really help in the transportation situation because the refiners and the rail transporters and the pipeline companies would know that when they transported or purchased a Bakken barrel, it would have to fit within certain limits in terms of its vapor pressure and its gravity and all of the things that matter about transporting or making gasoline and diesel out of a barrel of crude oil. So we think that's an important thing, and it would let the market then start to drive our crude oil quality coming out of the Bakken, and it would recognize the quality of the Bakken crude oil. It would, we believe, fetch a premium if we get that benchmark established.
So to Marie's question, would that help the price situation?
We really believe it would, that once you have an exchange like the NYMEX or the Chicago Commodity Exchange recognizing Bakken crude oil as a certain type of crude oil, not a blend or not like West Texas or like Louisiana Sweet, but actually its own crude oil, that then traders will begin to trade that benchmark crude oil, and that will relieve a lot of the price differential that you get because Bakken doesn't have its own benchmark.
Let's talk about flaring a little bit here as well. I know that you characterized the news looking at the July numbers as positive. Because obviously flaring was down, and it did come close to the targets that the companies will be held to come October. Right, Lynn?
That's right. Yeah, that was probably one of the biggest pieces of good news in our director's cut was that industry already in July was at 74% capture. And so we have come such a long way. I commented that it was a year and a day after the governor met with industry and said, hey, guys, we're at 36% flaring. You have to fix this problem. And so industry did the task force. The commission expanded on that, the industrial commission. And so we arrived a few months early at 74% capture. Now, there were a couple caution flags thrown in there, and I want to raise awareness on that. January 1, that capture goal or requirement goes up to 77%. And there are a couple of places where our federal partners aren't quite acting like partners, and we really want to encourage them to get on board. One is on the shore of Lake Sakakawea, there in the Hawkeye-Charleston area, where there's a major project being held up that would move gas up to Tioga to be processed. And the other is moving ahead. Right now it hasn't hit a roadblock, but there's about just under 2 miles of pipe that has to go across Forest Service land to get gas into the Garden Creek gas plants. And we really want to encourage and urge our federal partners to be a part of the solution here.
No kidding, because, again, and by the way, this permit for the Hess plant at Tioga has been held up I don't know how long now, but now we're getting to the point where they're not going to get it in this construction season, right? So the delay is now into 2015.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The permitting started in 13, and they're now in their third iteration of the cultural study. The first two iterations were found inadequate by the federal agency.
No, good point, Lynn.
Some
partner. I mean, without question, up against the break here, but we'll talk more on the other side of the break with Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment 701-483-4369. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com.
my favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day.
Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting. It's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt.
I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
High Plains Apache. Boy, did we have fun with those folks at Big Iron. And I actually got to hop up in the cab of one of those Apache sprayers I talk about often here on the program. Really enjoyed it. And listen, folks, they have some used sprayers right now, some new ones, some great financing deals. They just got a lot going on at High Plains Apache. You can find them online at highplainsapache.com. But if I were you, I'd just stop by for a cup of coffee and visit with the Maytag repairman of Apache sprayers. These guys aren't very busy because there's nothing to fix. You know, industry-leading warranty on these things for a reason. These things are just rugged, light footprint sprayers of the best of the best. They also have the ET Ag Center now, which means 50,000 parts in stock at their Mandan location as well as Fargo. And, of course, if they don't have it in stock, they'll have it at your door in a day or two. HighPlainsApache.com, your Apache sprayer dealer. Tell them Scott sent you. More with Lynn Helms now, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We're doing the director's cut, crunching the numbers from July. So, Lynn, just to finish on the flaring issue, here's what ticks me off. You can't open the New York Times or most, major news organizations reporting on the Bakken without them having their hair on fire, for lack of a better term, about flaring. And you're telling me that we are right now in a rut in reducing flaring even further, making progress, but it could go even further if the feds would approve the permit for the Hess oil plant that they've now not done in time for the construction to be done this year. What do we do about it?
I think we really need to have our congressional delegation and our North Dakota citizens putting pressure on where the problems are. And it's a serious difficulty when you're depending on a federal agency for a half a mile or a mile and a half of right-of-way, and you just can't get it approved. If it takes you 2 years to get it approved and you miss construction seasons, it becomes really, really difficult to hit these flaring goals and to get this gas captured. And we could be going into October with a nice cushion and know that we were going to, in January, be well above 77% capture, but we're not going to be there because we're going to miss the construction season on the Tioga gathering line, and we may struggle with the construction season on the gathering line over to Garden Creek. So we do need our federal delegation and North Dakotans to be writing to the Corps of Engineers and the Forest Service and saying, hey, you be a partner here.
No kidding. You have been out at a number of town hall meetings, and there was one recently in Antler where there were more questions than you had time to get to, so we've agreed to ask you one of those at least every time you're on with us. And I've noticed in Al Jazeera, they're big on writing, as well as Inside Energy, there's a lot of questions about a question that was asked regarding spills. So I want to ask you this question. Does the North Dakota Industrial Commission require oil companies to thoroughly clean up salt water and oil spills? Is there independent testing to confirm that contamination is removed? And how do agencies determine sites are reclaimed to full productivity?
All right. Well, the Al Jazeera article, for anybody who read it, dealt primarily with legacy spills. And we do have some legacy contamination issues out there that the legislature and the Industrial Commission are working on plans to deal with those. But their article really wasn't very well directed at how we handle spills today. So the first question, of course, was do we thoroughly clean up saltwater spills? And I can tell you that every one of these is site-specific, but the answer would be yes. Basically, if you get some groundwater or surface water impact, then it's the health department that becomes the primary regulatory jurisdiction over that, and they're the ones that determine when the spill cleanup is complete. If it's contained on a location, then it's the Oil and Gas Division or the Industrial Commission. But a lot of those locations now have rubber liners underneath the location. And so we're very careful about our cleanup efforts not to puncture that liner, because that's going to be critical at the end of life when we do the final reclamation. As far as independent testing, we require third-party sampling and third-party sample analysis. So maybe the oil company is in charge of paying for that, but they have to hire a third party to collect the samples. They can't just send their pumper out there to get some dirt samples someplace. They got to hire a third party. So we do confirm that, and we have developed over the years a number of measures that we use before we allow vegetation and topsoil to be put back down. We look at the electrical conductivity, the exchangeable sodium percentage, the sodium absorption ratio, total petroleum hydrocarbons. Those got to be below certain levels before we even allow that topsoil to be put down. But I'll tell you, Scott, the most exciting thing going on is we've now funded a study through the Energy and Environmental Research Center up at Grand Forks to work with the folks at NDSU and try to come up with new and faster ways to reclaim these spill sites. And I am really excited about the work that they're doing there. And they're trying to connect up with your local ag economists or your ag extension agent in the county there and come up with some projects and try to develop some new techniques for cleaning up spills.
That's a world-class resource. We're blessed to have it in North Dakota, and reminds me we're trying to find a time to get up there and check on a number of things, CO2 enhanced recovery and this study as well on spill cleanup. So that's good news. Lynn, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a busy guy in demand, and appreciate you taking time and sharing what's happening in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota and crunching the numbers a little bit for us today on the program as always. Thanks a bunch. We'll see you next month.
You bet. Well, we got a busy couple weeks coming up here. We're going to go talk to counties and workforce safety and the industry over the next couple of weeks and tell them what we think the next year or two looks like.
Sounds good. Nobody better to do it. Lynn Helms, thank you. More thank coming you. Up on What's on Your Mind after this timeout. Folks, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.